where somebody comes and keeps the box of chocolates down and be like, "Or kaisa chal raha hai? Batao. Won, won, sab, okay?"
And that guy only, the agent only opens the box and starts eating over there.
Starts eating it in front of him.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back, man. How's it going?
Okay, hey, Hussein, welcome back.
We are in the midst of Visarjan again, no? So, I know we had
this
announced...
This is the fifth day Visarjan.
So, I think we had already made a standard announcement last time and we had said this will be valid till New Year. So, we don't need to repeat announcements
we
now.
We don't need to repeat any announcements.
Yeah, we will just jump into the topic for the week. Yes. Okay? And this is a great topic, okay, Keshav?
It's a super topic. Great find, Hussein.
Thank you. And the beauty is, you know, I think when I post something and then you say that, I found the same thing I was just about to share.
This was one of those. This was one. Yeah. Yes, I remember.
This is one of those topics, okay?
Yeah.
So instantly, the moment we read it, we knew that this will go on the episode.
Yes.
Okay? So...
And what we're trying to say, listeners, is we're constantly thinking about you guys.
Yes, yes. That is the important message.
Of expressing affection.
So, okay, headline, Keshav. SBI to send chocolates to borrowers likely to default on monthly repayments. Now, yes. SBI. Okay, so what is SBI for listeners who may not be aware?
Is the National Bank of India, kind of, sense, right?
It's India's largest bank. Yeah, yeah. It is India's largest bank in terms of, I think, number of branches, number of customers, all of that.
Yeah.
So, they are saying that according to the bank, it has been found that a borrower who is planning to default will not answer a reminder call from the bank. So, the best way is to meet them at their homes unannounced. Yeah.
So now, this is what they refer to as a willful defaulter.
Yeah. Beautiful. Wow, Keshav, your banking knowledge is...
it's Sangat ka, sir.
Yeah. So let's start with the article. Now, the nation's largest lender, State Bank of India, is adopting a novel way to ensure timely repayments, especially by its retail borrowers, by greeting those likely to default on monthly installments with a pack of chocolates.
Nice.
Now, according to the bank, it has been found that a borrower who is planning to default will not answer a reminder call from the bank. So the best way is to meet them at their homes unannounced. The move, aimed at ensuring better collections, comes amidst rising level of retail lending in the system, coupled with increasing delinquency levels on the back of the upward movement in the interest rates.
And what does delinquency mean here?
A delinquent is an account that is not paying anymore, that is not performing anymore.
Got it. Okay.
SBI's retail loan book grew over 16.46% to 12,479 crore in the June 2023 quarter from 10,34,111 crore in the year ago period, making it the largest asset class for the lender, whose total book stood at 33,03,731 crore, growing at 13.9% year on year. Okay, so anyway, those numbers are just to demonstrate the size of their retail loan book. So that means there are so many individuals who will potentially be receiving chocolates, is probably my interpretation of that.
No, that we can't assume that. This is basically the size of people taking loans.
Yeah, yeah. Their total loan book size. And
but you're right
in
saying that if that volume grows, then the volume of defaulters will also grow.
Also, naturally.
It's a natural thing.
It's how banking works, right? Because
right. It will be a percentage of that.
Yeah.
Straight up. No,
okay.
You're right.
So then they are saying that 33 lakh crore is their total loans. Out of that, 12 lakh crore is just
retail.
These retail loans. Yeah. Almost one third.
Right.
Okay, so in fact, for the entire system, the double-digit loan growth of around 16% has been led by retail loans only. Yeah, so this is not an SBI phenomenon. This is a general Indian banking phenomenon.
Right.
Where the retail loans are growing at a very quick pace. Now, with two fintechs which use artificial intelligence, we are piloting a novel way of reminding our retail borrowers of their repayment obligations.
Right.
While one is doing conciliation with borrowers, the other is alerting us on the propensity of a borrower to default. And to such borrowers who are likely to default, the representatives from this fintech will visit them carrying a pack of chocolates for each of them and remind them of the forthcoming EMIs. Ashwini Kumar Tiwari, Managing Director in charge of Risk, Compliance and Stressed Assets at SBI, said over the weekend.
Right.
Now,
so the
account,
who carries the chocolates, the reconciliation?
They've they've outsourced it to that fintech firm.
That fintech company takes the chocolates.
Takes the chocolates, but representing SBI.
SBI.
Now, according to Tiwari, this novel method, so this is their justification. Okay, let's see what they have to say. So this novel method of carrying a pack of chocolates and personally visiting them is adopted because it has been found that a borrower who is planning to default will not answer a reminder call from the bank. So the best way is to meet them at their own homes unannounced and surprise them. And so far, the success rate has been overwhelming, he said.
Because they have no choice but to be nice.
Nice, yeah.
Because the person has come bearing gifts.
Yeah, and I don't know what they define as success rate. Like, is it that the person paid or is it that the person accepted those chocolates?
What? I'm sure it's eventually paid.
Yeah, I hope for the country's taxpayers.
Exactly, for the country's taxpayers. That's the thing we don't realize, no, is that when it comes to this particular thing, it's taxpayer money that is going out to as loans. In fact, chocolate is coming from taxpayer money only.
It's safe to assume. Now, to conclude, we are also talking to a few other fintechs to improve our collection efficiencies. And hopefully by the end of the year, we will have formally tied up with at least half of them, he said, adding that we want to continue the pilot for at least 4 to 5 months.
At the outset, you know, when we saw the story, even when I read it and I shared it, as in when I first read it, it feels very mafia-like, right?
Yeah.
There is something aggressive about it, or passive aggressive about it, to show up, pretending. It's kind of like wolf in sheep's clothing, you know, to show up like very casual, but actually you mean business.
Yeah, beautiful. So it's like it's almost you are off. You're masking a threat in the form of chocolates. No?
Yeah. You're masking a threat.
Mm.
You're coming there and sitting nicely and politely and sweetly and you'll talk about the weather.
Yeah.
But they know and you know what you're there for.
Yeah. So one of the thoughts I had, you know, while you were narrating this is, I feel it shouldn't have the reverse effect where imagine I am a good loan payer. Okay. I pay all my EMIs on time. I will feel, sala, main sab kuch time pe deta hu, mujhe to kuch nahi milta.
Yeah, because imagine I took a loan, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't pay even one EMI. Pehle EMI mein mere ko chocolate mil gaya. Jao, nahi bharna. Is it good chocolate? I'm sure it's good chocolate. It's great. Na, default karne ke liye agar, if I'm getting a box of chocolates.
My fear is people will look at it that way.
That's how... Oh, okay. That's also very, very possible.
Mm. You know, but because we want to extract maximum value, no, from everything in life.
And we're great at loopholes.
Yeah. Right? I mean, we'll be like, one day I will default. You know, the interest or whatever is not that much. At least day after, suppose some relatives are going to come home. You've not bought any gifts
anything.
For them.
Or it's your anniversary in October. Yeah. September you default. Pay kar do agle mahine. Jab aayega wo happy happy thank you bye bye karke pay kar do settle kar do. But you what? Ghar pe aake dekhenge aap. So much fun. And you know what this reminds me? I think this is also a sign of how we've also grown as a country.
Yeah.
You know, in the 90s when credit cards were new in India, so naturally defaulting was also new.
They thought it's free, like you just... Le lo, okay.
So a lot of people weren't really bothering to pay. Okay. Just like, dekh lenge.
Okay.
So, you know, Citibank did this. They sent eunuchs.
Oh, man.
To your doorstep.
Wow.
But it wasn't the first line of attack.
Okay.
So they would initially, I'm guessing, call...
Conciliation would have happened.
Conciliation hoga, phir reconciliation yeah. hoga, phir re-reconciliation. And then eventually there will be a... Hey, paisa nikal! Raja!
And there's a heavy amount of groping and petting also that they do. No?
Heavy petting. Depending on the size of the loan. In front of your neighbors.
Okay, so that means you're saying this is a... So comparatively, we have moved on, no?
But we've moved on, we've become more polite.
Professional, yeah.
Professional.
Hmm.
But what you're saying is also a valid point. Ki that will do the job.
Yeah.
Here, it's backfiring, like you said. It is potentially going to just be like, okay... बैलेंस शीट में दिखेगा चॉकलेट का एसबीआई के बैलेंस शीट में
लोन वो बुक 12 लाख करोड़ चॉकलेट एक्सपेंस विल बी
1 लाख करोड़
पैसा भी गया चॉकलेट भी गया
द बिगेस्ट मिस्टेक हियर आई थिंक इज द पीआर एफर्ट ऑन दिस जॉब
या
इफ यू आर डूइंग दिस यू डू इट साइलेंटली यू डोंट यू नो
Announced.
Mr. Tiwari has gone and announced it.
Mm. And that too after 15 days of pilot. Very premature, no?
Very premature, you know. It's a very silly thing to have done.
So that means, do you feel the approach that they... I hope this is the approach they are taking. It is that, hey, you know, we've just come to check in if everything is okay, if everyone's health is okay, if business is okay. In case things are not fine, here is a box of chocolates just to wish you well. Versus...
I doubt that. I highly doubt it. It's more of a Gangs of Wasseypur kind of approach. Where somebody comes and keeps the box of chocolates down and be like, or... Kaisa chal raha hai? Batao.
And that guy only, the agent only opens the box and starts eating over there.
Starts eating it in front of him.
So what are they going for? Because, so you know, from my limited understanding of loans, okay? Because I have worked like in, as you know, the auditor of a bank and all of that. So there's this thing of ability and willingness to repay, right? So when either when you borrow money and you have to repay, the what the bank usually sees when assessing whether they should issue you a loan or not is do you have the ability to repay and the willingness to repay? So right. Both should be there to be.
So I think this is also that gauging process.
Yeah, which is what I'm saying, that
by going into the house, this person now can check themselves.
Exactly.
What are the other monthly spends?
Yeah. What is, you know, like say if there's been, if business is going badly or whatever, of that person has lost the job, they will be able to gauge by going in and just
very
sensing.
Quickly. Like, especially in the case of a home loan. For a home loan to suddenly stop.
Yeah.
For you to stop paying a home loan. You're bang on. It has to be a job that has gone missing.
Ghar pe taala hai, koi hai hi nahi.
Ghar pe taala hai, koi hai hi nahi. Or the guy has lost his job, but he leaves. He doesn't want to tell his family, so every day he leaves home, pretends to go to work, and comes back. Abhi uska chori pakda gaya. Roz coffee shop mein jaake baith ke aata.
So what can we do, Keshav? Any problems you see here? We've, I think, laughed enough at the
expense of these people. At both parties.
At both parties.
So we've been fair that way.
Yeah. Do you feel like to, you know, because I think both of us agree that the result will taper off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like SBI needs to keep on innovating with what they are taking to the customers? To the default.
That's a great point. Eventually, it will be like a gun on. Mukh kholo beta.
So I was thinking, like, you alternate, you know, with sweet and savory. Sometimes you take chocolate. Sometimes you take like whatever, samosa, kachori, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, ye to khatirdari ho gaya. This is to. Kachori samosa. I think that approach is a sales approach.
Okay.
How to increase loans.
Okay. Fair point.
So you can do samosa kachori to increase the number of loans. Chocolate to improve the collection.
Collection. Okay. No, but even improving the collection is a sales game, no, at the end of the day, because
is it
for the fintech firm? Okay, the best way they convince SBI.
Correct.
It's a sales tactic, no?
Yeah. So I think maybe we need to think of ways that are beyond food.
Okay.
And go more passive aggressive.
Oh wow.
Less on the passive, more on the aggressive.
Aggressive. Okay. Beautiful, man. I love that. So I think the best way is, you know, you turn up at events, at family events.
Like, you know, I feel like a scale. There is a continuum here. There's a sliding scale of chocolate on one side, hijras on the other. Right? These are the extremes we see. We can't go that far. Now we have to slide it gently thoda.
I'm Keshav thinking of a hijra with chocolate. What would that be? So hijra with chocolate is the other end of the scale. Okay, let's revise our start and end.
Super.
So, okay, you were saying this is the scale.
Somewhere in between.
In between, okay.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what the idea can be, but yeah, something.
But you want to increase aggressiveness, is it? That is your...
I feel, because if it's going to wane off or taper the impact of this. Or do you feel like newness is good enough? It can be softer also, but as long as it's new and fresh, it will work.
Understood.
That's also another way of looking at it.
Yeah. So I have a question, okay? And I have a thought, I have a belief that this tapering off, no, may not apply to the general mass. It may apply to the individual. And what I mean by that is, if to my place, the chocolate guy came again and again, it would taper off. But right. for every new person to whose place the chocolate guy appears, it would have the same impact.
Okay. I'm not entirely sure about that. Because I feel like socially, if word spreads, you know that, okay, this is going to happen. This becomes a meme or a joke saying, SBI wale chocolate de rahe default karne ke liye. Then the finished.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. The pace at which these new techniques spread and lose their value is very quick now.
Very quick, very quick. So, if... So, willful default, right? Like, we established that. It's for people who don't intend to pay. How do we get them to respond? By paying.
By using these techniques.
By using these techniques.
So I would like to add one layer, okay?
Okay.
I think, see, the assumption here is that there is both ability and willingness to pay. But for whatever reason, the person is not paying. Those are the cases that I would like to target. Because my point is, like, say if a guy has taken a loan and he has lost the job, or, you know, some major kind of event has happened
setback,
in the family, setback has happened, there is no ability to pay. So in those cases, any approach may not work.
Yeah, in those cases, for all you know, they may not even go with the chocolate.
Chocolate.
They would probably figure out ki bahar se hi samajh gaya hoga.
Ke chocolate ka bhi kuch fayda nahi hai, wo paisa hi nahi hai uske paas.
Right.
So then we want to target people who have the money but are not paying for some other reason. So basically, willingness is not there to pay.
Yeah. Literally, like the desire to steal only.
Right? Yeah, yes.
Intent, niyat mein khot.
Khot hai, beautiful. So those are the people we want to target.
We have to get, yes. So, such people can be wrapped a little bit here and there. Can be shaken up a little bit.
Okay,
it's fair.
It is fair.
Without getting into physical intimidation. Because maybe that's a good handicap to work with.
Okay.
Or a clause to work with, saying without... physically intimidating, without touching them, can we get them to pay?
Pay. Beautiful. Okay.
Because that's then gundagardi. India's national or whatever, largest bank cannot resort to gundagardi. Because even the Unox story from the 90s was not an Indian bank. It was an American bank that introduced such tactics.
Okay, man, this is a complex problem. This is like, if we solve this, you know, Keshav...
But, you know, I feel like we can apply Eastern philosophies of, you know, what is the Sam, Dham,
okay.
That kind of Chanakya thought.
Okay, okay.
So, fear, finally it's fear. So, the first step is you try and talk to them.
Conciliation,
which they've done. We're saying, वो नहीं चला तो next क्या है? Next is maybe in the future the guys go with not a box of chocolates, but they go with just two chocolates.
Okay.
One is poisonous, and one is good.
Okay.
And you're given a choice. You have to eat one. If you don't want to make a choice, that's also okay. All you have to do is pay your loan.
Oh, okay.
So your way out of the life and death gamble is by paying.
But Keshav, so I'm trying to just make our solution rock solid, okay?
Yes.
Like, say if the guy chooses the poison chocolate and dies, then to you're screwed, no, as a bank, because the person is dead.
No poison. Hey, it's just both are sweet only. It's a psych. But again, this idea will also taper off.
So, you know, I have a very great collab opportunity, okay, coming to my mind. See, every day in the papers, and on the news, you'll read that people have been scammed. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wine shop ka scam ho gaya.
I love those stories.
UPI scam, Google Pay scam, whatever, yeah. You know. Someone goes to buy clothes online and gone. Yeah. They've lost like lakhs of rupees.
Yeah, iPhone kharidne gaya, sabun mila, that kind of, whatever.
Yeah,
paisa gaya,
all that stuff. Hmm. So I feel like a collaboration is ripe in the space where banks hire
crooks,
hire these crooks.
These guys who are great at making scams.
Yeah, great at making scams.
Genius idea.
Yeah, and unleash them on your defaulters.
Targets. And extract the exact amount of the default.
Exactly. So,
if us mahine ka EMI is 1,32,412 rupees, exactly utna hi nikalo.
Yeah.
Or if you take extra, then you return the rest.
Yeah, beautiful. Imagine these super agents come to your house, okay? And you're like, yeah. Are yaar, I can't pay because I got scammed. 1,50,000, I got scammed. And the agent is like, no. Here is a check for 26,900 rupees. And uske upar your EMI is also paid, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah, aur usme chocolate ka bhi deduct kar do.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. And keep listening, keep telling your friends.
Yeah.
Do share the podcast.
Yes, yes. Hey, and Keshav, I forgot to mention. There's the WhatsApp channel that we have created.
Yeah, we have a WhatsApp channel and it'll be superb. It's a great initiative.
Yeah.
We'd love to. I mean, we're just thinking it'll be fun if you guys enjoy our podcast.
Yeah.
Like chatting with us.
Give
hop
us.
Hop on.
Yeah, hop on the channel and I think give us ideas of what you would like to see on the channel.
Yeah. The link, we'll share the link in this episode show notes.
Yeah, you can join the channel and just let us know, I think by DM or whatever, what you would like to see on it.
Yeah, and how you would like to, like, do you want us to do polls or maybe a random game? You want us to do an AMA?
Hmm.
How would you like us to use it?
Yeah.
How would you like to connect with us?
Yes. Yeah, so that's the important announcement for the day.
Yes.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, and you can also follow us on Spotify. You can also rate us on Spotify, which is a great way of improving our chances of being discovered.
Yes.
You can also rate us on iTunes.
Yeah. And last but not the least, you can contribute on PayPal and UPI. Links are in the show notes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
And bye.